朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，我再插进来一句话，我们做人生的所有的抉择都要小心。
I want to remind brothers and sisters, every time we make a decision, our life decision, we have to be careful.
不要只凭眼见跟自己的喜欢。
Don't just choose according to your own likings.
要学习敬畏神。
Learn to fear.
在一切所行的事情上认定他，他必指引我们当选择的路。
Learn to fear and acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct our path.
所以底下罗德他们就被抓走了。
So Lot was captured.
所以我们现在来看第十四章。
Now we will look at chapter 14.
他说有一个人逃出来的人跑来告诉亚伯兰。
So one person escaped and went to Abraham.
然后我们请看十四节。
And verse 14.
亚伯兰听见他侄儿被掳去，就率领他家里生养的精练壮丁318人直追到但，便在夜间自己同仆人分队杀败敌人，又退到大马色左边的河把，将被掳掠的一切财物夺回来，连他侄儿罗德和他的财物以及妇女人民也都夺回来。好，然后我们请跳到第二十一节
，verse 21。
索多玛王对亚伯兰说：“你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。”亚伯兰对索多玛王说：“我已经向天地的主、至高的神耶和华起誓，凡你的东西，就是一根线、一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。”好，我们圣经就读到这。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
在这里我们知道了这个故事的来龙去脉。
Now we understand the summary of the story.
在这里我们发现，当罗德跟他的财物都被掳走的时候
，So we see that after Lot and his goods were taken into captive.
亚伯拉罕一听见这个消息
，And when Abraham heard this news,
他马上就带领他家中自己家里面所培养的这些精炼的壮丁。
And then he immediately led the trained servants in his house.
多少人
？How many？
318人。
318。
那你有没有想到圣经上为什么不讲率的三百多人？
Have you ever wondered why the Bible doesn't say just take 300 some people？
圣经精细到 last digit， 说到 everyone， 神在眼中神都 count。
The Bible is so precise, which shows that。Everyone counts in God's eyes.
每一个都算数，数到三百十八个。
Everyone counts in God's eyes.
那弟兄姊妹，这三百十八个不是一夜之间成军的。
And these 318 people were not did not become an army in one night.
乃是在这里圣经上特别说是亚伯拉罕他率领家里所生养的精炼壮丁。
And the scripture says that he armed his trained servants born in his own house.
换句话说，家其实是很松、很舒服、很平凡的生活。
Actually, oftentimes our family life is a life of relaxation.
但是亚伯拉罕就在他最平凡的生活、最平凡接触的人里面，他为神家培养精炼的壮丁。
But Abraham, in his most ordinary life and ordinary place, he raised up mighty men for God's house.
很多人都觉得怀才未遇哈。
Many people felt that they have the talents, but not being discovered.
那很多当老师的都觉得，哎呀，如果能够得天下英才而教之，多么有福啊！
And often, teachers would wish to be able to teach some great talents.
我们总是有好像很多遗憾。
Often we seem to have a lot of regrets and wishes.
哎呀，神怎么给我的同工是这个样子的呢？
Why did God assign such coworker for me？
神让我怎么生的孩子这么笨呢？人家都上常春藤，他的那个大学都考不上。
Why is that my children are so dumb that other kids get to go to Ivy League？
那是他说的，不是我说的。我们可能孩子们会觉得，哎呀，给我的爸爸妈怎么这样子呢？为什么我不是生在这个Bill Gates 家里面呢？
And then, children might complain that why I have such parents, why is that Bill Gates is not my father？
但是你发现亚伯拉罕他就是从家里面生养的，他开始培养。
But yet we see Abraham, he raised those who were born in his household。
想不到的时候，不知道的时间里面，突然有一个需要出现了。
At an totally unexpected moment, an urgent need arise.
他马上就可以用。
And he immediately could use them.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是我希望今天借着这样的信息来勉励我们在座所有的人。
I hope that through this message, we can encourage everyone here.
我们家里面有可以培养的人。
Yeah, there are people in our household that we can train.
在你所在的小组里面，你要去培养他们。
And train people in your small group.
在我们自己所服侍的部门里面，我们要去为神家培养精炼的壮丁。
Train mighty men within the service group.
如果 worship team 每次都唱诗唱到一半，才一个跑上来，另外一个跑上来，你觉得这样子的 worship team 带得动大家吗？
If a worship team, After they start singing, and some will come up and randomly, do you think such a team can lead people worship?
如果儿童植入学的老师自己都迟到了，每一次来都没有好好预备，你怎么带得出好的孩子来？
If Sunday children Sunday school teacher always come late without prepare, then how can they lead good students?
如果我们招待组、饭食组、整洁组各方面的服事啊，我们都在这里没有去培养的话，弟兄姊妹，神家不可能有见证的。
If in our service groups we do not raise up people and we do not train people, we can never achieve a good testimony in God's house.
这个是在平常就要 train 他们的。
And they have to be trained in ordinary times.
New King James 翻译的很简单，只是说 train。Trained servants.
The New King James translation is very simple. It just says trained servants.
我这两天连续两次跟我儿子祷告，他都是讲到 well trained warrior. 哎呀，这个味道翻出来了哈。
But this couple of days when I pray with my son, he always says well trained warriors, and that's exactly what it means.
真的是被精炼过哈，被精炼的壮丁，被训练过的。
They're well trained warriors.
所以你发现哈，第一件事情。
So the first thing,
当这件事情发生的时候
when this event happened,
这318个敢听亚伯拉罕的这个要求就一起出去打仗已经不容易了。
So it was not easy already for these 318 men to obey Abraham's calling and went out to war.
请问你现在如果回到3000年前不对将近4000年前你是亚伯拉罕家中318个的中间一位 你假想一下哈
Imagine you were one of those 318 men back for 4000 years
现在出去不是是罗德不是被强盗抢走了
And now that a Lot was not being captured by Roberts
他是被四王联军四王的联军而且这个四个王刚刚把五王都打败了
He was being captured by a coalition of four kings who just defeated five kings
你不知道有多少的人
You don't know how many
而且他们得胜的那个士气高昂你怎么去打他们318个怎么打
How do you encounter such an army with high morale just right after their victory
你要离开自己的妻子孩子就去跟一个这么大的联军打仗他们敢去都不容易了
You have to leave your children, your wives and to encounter and fight with such a great army It was already not easy for them to go
你发现他们就是 well trained 就真的是被训练的好他们就是顺服出去
And you discover that they were well trained They obey and went
不仅仅敢去很难
Not only that it was not easy for them to just go
第二个肯去更难
It was even harder to be willing to go.
罗德这些仆人就是当初跟他们在旷野里面这个抢地方的人。
Because Lot and his servants were the ones that quarreled with them before.
当初吵架，当初打架，当初这个闹不愉快的那班人。
Those were the people that they had quarreled with, and then they had dispute before.
然后我们的主人居然把主权让给他，让罗德去挑，他们居然去挑好地方。
And then they would think to themselves that our master was willing to give.Let them choose, and that they choose the best one.
现在他们不幸灾乐祸已经算不错了。
Now it's hard for them not to just cheer for their defeats.
或是很属灵的说感谢神哈，神给他们功课学一学。
Or they might just pretend to be spiritual and says, "Praise the Lord for giving them a lesson to learn."
你有没有常常听到这样子的话？看到别人受管教、受苦难，你就听到有人说这是神的手。
Have you heard when people see other people suffer, they say that this is God's hands.
我两个月前看旷野的宴席，黎弟兄在里面还特别举到这样子的例子。
About 2 months ago, when I was doing my daily devotion, I read what Brother Watchman Nee mention this example.
人家家的儿子死了，他就去跟人家说这是神的手。
When someone's son passed away, a brother will say this is God's hand.
太超然了，没有人性了。
This is too spiritual and not human.
所以很多的时候，我们看见别人被管教，尤其是我们不喜欢的人，或者当初抵挡我们、伤害我们的人被管教的时候，我们就说感谢神，好，这个神的手在他身上。
So when we see people suffer or they are being disciplined by the Lord, and then those are the people we don't like, we often say, "Praise the Lord, that's God's hand."
所以你看，当罗德和他的这些仆人被掳去的时候
，So when Lot and his servants were captured,
亚伯拉罕宽大的心带动这些 well trained 被训练过的壮丁就去拯救他们。
Abraham with his generous heart brought this these 318 men well trained warriors to rescue.
你没有听到任何人埋怨。
You did not hear anyone complain.
你没有听到任何人里面有 bitterness, 有 resentment, 有苦毒或者有不愿意的心。
You do not see anyone with bitterness or a resentment.
他们就是去了。
They just went.
然后你就发现神让他们大得胜。
And then you see that God gave them great victory.
他们不仅仅是被掳的都得到了释放。
Not only that, they were able to rescue all the captives.
他们把一切被掳去的财物人口全部都救回来了。
And they brought back all the people and also goods.
他不仅仅夺回了所失去的
Not only that, they regain what was lost.
也把这四王所掳掠的也成为他们的
They even took possession of the four kings' plunders.
他们经历了得胜
They experienced victory.
318个人打败四王联军
318 men defeated the correlation of four kings.
而且他们各方面我相信他们属灵的价值他们在神手中的用处都因为这样子的事情他们 被提升被扩大
I believe through this incident their spiritual value and worth and in God's hands will also increase.
弟兄姊妹我们现在回来看我们
Now let's look at us.
请问你觉不觉得在你旁边在你所认识的人中间有人真的被掳掠了
Do you feel and see people around you are in captivity?
看你们好像听不懂好你觉得有的请举手
Do you understand? Please raise your hand if you agree. You see people around you that are in captivity.
那其他的人没有举手是因为自己也被掳掠了是吧
How about the rest of you? Maybe you are in captivity already?
弟兄姊妹，其实我们周围充满了被掳掠的人，对不对？
Actually, there are people around us who are in captivity.
你说还没有信主的福音朋友和家人，算不算被掳掠？
How about those unbelieving friends and family members?
主耶稣说他来是要叫被掳的得释放，叫受压制的得自由。
Because the Lord says that he came to free the captivities and free those who are oppressed.
你发现我们周围不光有很多不信主的人，他们还在黑暗跟仇敌的权下。
Not only there are a lot of gospel friends who are still under the power of darkness and the power of the enemy.
就连我们很多重生得救的人，我们也可能在仇敌的权下。
Even a lot of born again Christians, we're still living under the power of the enemy.
仇敌界的世界借着我们的肉体在这里掳掠我们。
Through the world and the flesh, the enemy will capture us.
我最近几年这方面的这个情形比较少，在早期刚开工的时候。
I haven't seen much recently, but in the early days when our church was first started.
我们好几次去帮助那些。这个被赌博哈毒瘾捆绑的人
，that we will go and help people who have addiction of gambling。
我都记得很清楚，半夜十一点多，一个老妈妈来敲我们家的门。
I still remember vividly at 11 o'clock at night, an elderly mom come to knock on our door。
拜托我们去，我不要告诉你们在哪里哈，这边还是有个 casino。
And beg us to go to a casino in this area。
就在我们很 center 的地方，我们半夜十二点钟跑进去救他。
So at midnight we will go and try to rescue him。
我从来没不知道那边有个赌场，但我进去的时候，我整个心里面非常难过。
I never knew there was a casino, but when I stepped in, my heart so grieved.
一个桌一个桌子，你看见那些人的表情，然后那个抽的烟，整个房间都是烟雾，看了就很难过。
My heart so grieved. This room was full of smoke and table after table of gambling.
他的孩子才二十来岁。
And you see people's expression. And this young man was only in his
20s. 一天到晚沉迷在里面。
And then he was in addiction.
弟兄姊妹，很多人都被掳。
Many people are being captive.
我们可能也被很多我们自己的性格、我们的情绪、我们里面的受苦、很多的东西试探、诱惑捆绑我们。
We can also be in captivity because of our emotions, our temptations, our failures, and all sorts of things.
但是你看亚伯拉罕所培养出来的人。
But yet, those who were raised up in Abraham's house.
当他们知道这件事的时候
When they knew such a,
虽然这些人对不起他们
even though those were their enemies,
虽然这些人是贪爱世俗的去拣选的索多玛俄摩拉的人
even though this group of people they loved the world and chose Sodom and Gomorrah
当他们知道的时候二话不说他们就出去了
but when we knew about this they did not say a second word they just went right away
要把他们的弟兄救回来
they wanted to rescue their brothers
弟兄姊妹我们希望主把这样子的一个动了慈心或是有感觉放在我们里面
I hope the Lord will give us such merciful heart and a sense
希望我们不管福音组不管 Outreach 的同工不管每一个小组的情形我们里面都要有这个为主得回人的心、
Whether you are in a gospel group or you're an Outreach co-worker we all ought to have this heart to rescue people for God
把我们所失去的能够夺回来
Not only that we will regain what was lost
我们今天失去的东西真是很多
Because we have lost so much
所以当弟兄们复兴的时候你讲了几个很重要的事情一个叫做 Back to the beginning 回到起初
So when the brothers were revived by the Lord they mentioned many things One is backto the beginning.
因为很多原来应该是这么好的结果失去了
Because a lot of things were supposed to be this good but we have lost it
你看以弗所教会原来这么好他们把起初的爱心给丢弃了
Look at the church at Ephesus Ephesians church They were so good to start with yet they have lost their first love
你看马太福音十九章主耶稣对他们跟主耶稣谈论休妻的事情主耶稣说然而起初不是这样
In Matthew chapter 19 there was a discussion about divorce and yet the Lord says at the beginning it was notSo,
很多属灵的价值属灵的纯度属灵的地位属灵的祝福在我们手中失去了
Because we have lost a lot of spiritual values purities and a lot of essence
那个人尊贵的价值该活出来的价值被破坏了失去了
And our noble values have been damaged
可以为了赚钱把毒放在这个毒都可以放在奶粉里面把很多的东西都掺假人失去了很多的尊贵和价值
BecauseMan has lost such noble character for the sake of making money.
我们需要人被 restore, 被 rebuild, 人需要被重建，要被带回来。
We need to be rebuilt and revived.
不光是财务这些东西被掳去的，让它回来。
Not only the positions and goods we are to claim back. 这里
讲到我们所有失去的都应该把它得回来。
And we are to claim back everything that was lost.
然后他在这里经历的得胜。
And then they experienced victory.
这个得胜增加了他们的价值。
And that victory increased their worth.
力量随着他们的日子而增加。
And their strength increased as their days.
他们的生命随着他们的处境而成熟。
And their life became mature according to their experiences.
所以借着这样子的环境，他们成长。
And through such circumstances, they have grown.
他们不光征战得胜的经验增加。
Not only that, they experienced more victories in battles.
亚伯拉罕那个宽怀的度量榜样也成为他们的这个祝福
Abraham's generous heart and big heart also became their blessings
在这里亚伯拉罕面对索多玛给他一切的好处
And when Abraham faced blessings from Sodom
他说我什么都不要
And Abraham says I'm not going to take anything
我连一根线一根鞋带都不给你要
Not even a thread from the sandal I will not take
我们只是做我们该做的事情
We just do whatever we have to do
我们只在乎我们在至高的神在天地的主人面前我已经起了誓我决定不要你的东西
I've taken an oath before this most high God that I will not take anything from you
我发现整件事情从亚伯拉罕出发到亚伯拉罕打仗到亚伯拉罕得胜回来他所有的表现都成为建造他们的榜样
I can see that from the beginning of this incident from how they took off and then during the process also they came back after the victory whatever Abraham do whatever he did was an example for his household
所以我希望在我们中间所有做父母的做小组长的做神家 leader 的我们都要求主特别怜悯我们让我们真是榜样领导
I hope that the Lord will have mercy on us so that all of us parents, leaders, small group leaders will really be a good example, and we will lead by example.
我跟大家讲过了哈，我们成长的高度受到领袖度量的影响，我们成长的速度受到同伴的影响。
As I said before, the depth of our growth is influenced by our leaders, and then the breadth of our growth is affected by our companions.
好，我们比较这个比较少能够超过带领我们的人的高度哈。
We seldom can exceed the height of our leaders.
所以反过来就是我们什么样子的人就带出什么样子的人。
In other words, whatever kind of leader you are, that would be your followers.
所以在我们所服侍的小组、所服侍的这个团队里面，我们做 leader 的一定要特别的谦卑，不能停止成长。
So, if you are a leader in a small group or service group, you have to be humble and do not stop growing.
而成长的速度受到同伴的影响。
And the speed of our growth is affected by our companions.
所以我们最近讲这个 ND 哈，新人门训非常在乎同伴们之间的关系。
So when we conduct this ND groups, we really care about the relationship with our group members.
任何一个人都可以成为同伴们的鼓励，哈，千万不要小看自己。
So please do not despise yourself. Anyone can be an encouragement for your group.
然后你也发现哪一个小组好，哪一个小组不好，也很容易受到组长的影响。
And we can also see that a group is greatly affected by the leader.
所以我们都要在主的面前一起加油，哈。
So we all ought to work hard together.
因为我记得李定武牧师在几年前在我们退休会讲门徒训练的时候。
I remember several years ago when Pastor 李定武who came to our conference to talk about discipleship.
他说他个人并不是那么相信，也不是那么乐观，青出于蓝这种说法。
he says he himself does not really believe that the successor or the latter can be better than the former.
不是没有这种例子哈，大家也不要灰心哈。我们希望我们长得都
比带领我们更好。Or the follower can be greater than the leader. I'm not saying that it can never happen.So please don't be discouraged.
但是就着他自己观察，他所看的常常是一代不如一代。
But then according to his observation, that he felt that the generation is always getting worse from the previous one.
所以希望我们都能够好好的加油，为着神家做大丈夫。
So we ought to work hard and be brave and be strong.
那另外一个例子我不讲了，约押对亚比塞他们在出去打仗的时候。
So when Joab and Abishai went out to battle.
他们两个在肉身上是亲兄弟。
But actually, they are brothers by blood.
但是在他们所负的角色跟使命上，他们在神国里面都为神国做大丈夫。
But then in their ministry, they were great mighty warriors for God's house.
所以在打仗的时候，约押对亚比塞说：“如果亚兰人强过我，你就来帮助我；如果亚门人强过你，我就去帮助你。”
So his brother would say, when they face the battle, that if the Syrians are stronger, then I will come to help you. If Ammonites are stronger, then you will come to help me.
他们兄弟两个人都带着神的百姓去跟着两个周围的大国打仗。
So these two brothers would lead army to fight these great nations.
但是你却发现他们彼此这样子的彼此的扶持，然后在这里彼此的勉励。
But you see that they are encouraging and supporting each other.
底下他们说我们都当刚强。
And then they say we all ought to be strong.
为本国的民和神的城做大丈夫。
That we can let us be strong for our people and the city of our God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我希望在每一个服事的同工里面，我们都有这样子的心哈。
I hope that all of our co-workers will have such attitude.
我们彼此之间没有增进，没有埋怨，没有冲突，没有摩擦，反而是彼此扶持。
That there will be no conflict, no contention, no complaints among us, but only to support and encourage one another.
当我不行的时候，请你帮助我。
When I'm weak, I hope you will come to help me.
你不行的时候，我来帮助你。
And when you are weak, I will come to support you.
但是我们都是为着神家，为着神国。
This is all for the goodness of God's house and His kingdom.
这也是保罗的劝勉。
And this is also Paul's encouragement.
哥林多前书十六章十三节到十四节。
First in Corinthians chapter 13 verses 13 and 14.
你们务要警醒。
It says watch.
在真道上站立得稳。
Stand fast in the faith.
要做大丈夫，要刚强。凡你们所做的，都要凭爱心而做。
Be brave, be strong.Let all that you do be done with love.
你就发现，明明是大丈夫，一个 warrior， 一个很勇敢的勇士。
You see that it's supposed to be a great mighty warrior.
但是保罗却提醒他，智、仁、勇都要有。
But yet, Paul reminded them not only that you should be valor, but you should also encourage, but you should also have wisdom.
你智慧就讲到要警醒。
So you ought to be wise, be watchful.
勇敢讲到要刚强。
And be courageous and be strong.
仁讲到要有爱。
And be merciful to have love.
好，在我们整个配搭的里面，在神家里面。
In all of our cooperation in God's house. 我希望
神家能够得到更多这样子的人。
I hope that God's house will lay hold of more of such leaders.
我记得有一年我们出去的时候。
I remember one year, my wife and I went.
我们在外面服侍完，然后经过旁边一家商店进去看一看。
After our service, we went to a store nearby.
他墙壁上卖一个 doormat， 好，就是门口的踏脚垫。
And then on the wall it was hung a doormat。
它上面写的一句话哈。
And then it says，
他说 ，You make people happy by entering or leaving the gate。
啊，你让进出这个门的人欢喜快乐。
By entering or leaving the gate。就是你进来可能给人家带来快乐，或是你的离开会给人家带来快乐。懂吗？啊，太单纯了哈。就是有些人来是把人家的快乐给夺走了，所以你走了人家反而很高兴。
Some people, their entering will rob people's happiness, so people rejoice when you leave.
有些人是一来把快乐把祝福带来了。
But some people, they bring, when they come, they bring about blessings.
大家都很欢迎。
And everyone welcome them.
所以你买的这样兜麦放在门口的时候，大概很多客人看了以后不好意思进来就走了。
So if you buy such a doormat, and then some guests would feel ashamed and they will leave without entering.
但是我建议你不要买这个doormat。
But I recommend you not to buy this doormat.
因为看到这个会走掉的都是生命好的人。
Because whoever sees this doormat and leave, they actually have better nature and life.
他觉得哎呀，我进来万一给他快乐夺走了，不好意思，这些都是生命很好的。
So those who have better life and self-conscious, they see these words and then they will leave.
其他人就说我非要进来成全于弟兄不可啊，这种人才能把我快乐夺走了。
Others will insist on entering so that they can perfect the.Owner of this house.
所以我们也要问自己一个问题。
So we have to ask ourselves.
我们也应该提醒自己一个问题。
And also remind us.
我们可以 make God's house better, 或是 worse, by joining.
We can make God's house better or worse by joining.
我们来到神家。
When we come to God's house,
你不是给神家带来祝福，就是带来亏损。
Either you bring about a blessing.Or a loss.
你原谅我这么说。
Forgiving me for saying that.
你不要说你没有影响，你绝对有影响。
Please don't say that you have no influence.
一个不function 的 body 一定给身体带来负担的。
A non-functioning part will become a burden for the body.
不要说生病的肢体。
We're not talking about the sick.
生病的肢体一定给身体带来伤害。
A sick member will for sure bring about harm to the body.
就连不 function 的肢体，它一定给身体带来负担。
Even a non-functioning member will become a burden for the body.
所以我今天从头到尾这样子讲到的话，你知道我全身不舒服。
If I stand stiff like this and preach a sermon, then you know that my whole body is not comfortable.
我讲这句话是真的是感谢神把在座都带来哈。
I'm sincere for saying that. I really thank God for bringing.You to this church.
我希望我们在神家里面都不轻看自己的价值。
And I hope that in God's house we will never despise our value.
没有一个人轻看自己的角色。
No one would despise our role.
我希望我能够为神家做大丈夫。
And I hope to be strong and mighty for God's house.
我愿意在这里接受神家给我的训练。
And I'm willing to be disciplined by God's house.
在你所在的小组，不管是 Newman Disciple 小组或是生活小组。
In your small group, whether it's a living group or a Newman.
或是侍奉的小组
or service group.
让我们都预备好让主来劝我们来训练我们
Let us be ready to be trained by the Lord.
当有特殊的需要的时候我们能够被神用
When a special need arises, we can be used by God.
所以几年前
Several years ago,
当 Barbara Watts 去访问第一夫人第一家庭这个奥巴马跟他太太的时候
When Barbara Watts interviewed the first family, Obama and his wife.
那天在他 interview 里面有一个问题。
In the interview, she asked a question.
他问他们说，如果有来生的话
，If you can live your life again, the next life,
可以再活一次的话
，That you can live your life again,
你希望做什么
？What would do you wish to do?
那个太太不回答。
The wife did not answer.
Obama 回答说
，Obama answered.
他说，我希望像我家养的那只狗叫 Bo。
that I hope to be like my pet dog.
你看他活得多舒服，什么烦恼都没有。
Look at his life. His life is so easy, worry free.
我很惊讶，美国总统回答这样子回答。
I'm so surprised by American president's answer.
不管他是不是他的幽默。
Whether it was his humor.
难得回答一个这么重要的问题，居然这样子回答。
That he could.He would casually answer such an important question.
保罗劝我们要为神家做大丈夫。
But yet Paul encourages us to be brave and strong for God's house.
我们不用再活一次。
We do not have to live our life again.
我们就可以把我们的余生下半场用来活出大丈夫的样子。
We can live to be a mighty warrior the rest, second half of our life.
让我们不管被摆到哪里都成为神家的祝福。
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。